All season on NBC's The West Wing, two fictional candidates for president, played by Alan Alda and Jimmy Smits, have been jockeying for position and vying for voters. On this Sunday's episode, they mount a one-hour presidential debate, and The West Wing adds to the drama by airing it live. The setup came at the end of last week's show, when Republican Senator Arnold Vinnick, played by Alda, and Democratic Congressman Matt Santos, played by Smits, waited in the wings to be introduced at a dinner held by a religious organization. For once, they were unaccompanied by their respective handlers. And instead of going ahead with plans to attack each other at the podium, the two candidates circled each other backstage, shook hands, and made other plans.
Here we are. Presidential campaign. Grand national debate. Pounding each other on one of the few things we basically agree on.
Well, then let's negotiate now.
Excuse me?
No backroom tactics. You and me, a real debate.
Oh, please.
A real debate. Really.
No negative ads. No attacks in our speeches out there.
If we can have a real debate on the issues, just you and me.
How's Sunday night? The hell of a way to end your campaign.
Oh, I'm just getting started.
Sunday night is almost here, and I love the idea for several reasons. First, there's the renewed energy that this presidential campaign to replace Martin Sheen's President Bartlet has given to the West Wing. Even though I hate the way the show has mistreated some of its veteran characters, especially Toby and Leo, I really like the way it's laid bare the behind-the-scenes political process of running a campaign, not just from one side of the political fence, but from both. Another thing I love about this debate idea is that it shifts the focus from the people behind the candidates and puts it squarely on the politicians themselves. Alan Alda, by playing Hawkeye in MASH, has about as much residual goodwill as anyone on television. So does Jimmy Smits by dying with dignity as Bobby Simone on NYPD Blue. These guys have the gravitas and the clout to go head-to-head like this. And they're going live, which tests them as actors and rewards us as viewers. There's another reward, too. People watching this weekend's The West Wing will see a debate, moderated by Forrest Sawyer, that's a far different animal than the increasingly constrained presidential debates we've seen since John Kennedy faced Richard Nixon in 1960. If viewers like what they see, how candidates not only are encouraged to rebut one another directly and repeatedly, but are forced to, perhaps this fictional NBC drama will spark a debate about the nature of real debates. Just maybe, like having a woman in the Oval Office on Commander-in-Chief, it can hint at another way of doing things in Washington. But to me, the biggest reward of all is that live television is, well, live and well. When TV began, there was no choice but to go live. There was no other way. But back in the day when there were only three networks, four if you count DuMont, and no cable, reputations could be made overnight by a live drama that riveted and moved people. Paddy Chayefsky became TV's first superstar writer thanks to Marty, his 1953 Goodyear TV Playhouse drama starring Rod Steiger as a lonely butcher. In 1955, 50 years ago, Kraft Television Theater presented Patterns, an amazingly prescient drama about the ruthless way corporate executives treasured stockholders more than workers. The day after it was televised, its author was an instant smash. His name? Rod Serling. These days, though, going live in prime time is an absolute rarity. The biggest champion of live TV the last 10 years has been, of all people, George Clooney. He starred in a live episode of ER in 1998, an episode produced by John Wells, who also produces the upcoming live installment of The West Wing. Clooney also mounted a live TV remake of the movie Failsafe in 2000 and has announced plans to remake another movie as a live TV drama next year. The movie is Network, written, fittingly, by Paddy Chayefsky. Add to that Clooney's brilliant recreation of Edward R. Murrow's attack on Senator Joe McCarthy in the movie Good Night and Good Luck, a movie celebrating the CBS News magazine See It Now and one of the most important half hours of live TV ever broadcast, and it's easy to see that live television is in Clooney's bones. I actually wish he'd go one better and oversee and host a quarterly series of live TV drama specials. Remake some old ones, like Patterns and 12 Angry Men. Make some new ones. Build an audience. Revel in the excitement and the uniqueness of live TV. For now, we'll have to settle for the West Wing. But I'm not complaining. I can't wait. Even though this time, I have to. Although I'm a TV critic, there's no preview tape to watch.